A lone voice in Gaza cries out for help. Leaders wrestle with how religious freedom and tolerance dovetail on U.S. campuses. And World Water Day calls for action from everyone. All this on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. After playing both sides of the Israeli-Palestine conflict, U.S. President Barack Obama heads to Jordan. He avoided the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip, where the Gaza Baptist Church shines the light of Christ boldly.
Many Muslims have seen Muslim fighting Muslim, and they have a lot of questions. It's a great opportunity.
The spokesman for Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous ministries, says it's the only evangelical church in the Gaza Strip.
It's really good to have a Christian presence there, where people can go to when they find out what the gospel is.
It's also been operating for several years without a full-time pastor. They need your help to bring one in.
The Christians in Gaza do not have a lot of resources, and it's very, very helpful if they can have support for their pastor.
Go to missionnetworknews.org for more. Pray that hearts would be open to hearing about Jesus Christ.
This is a great time for reaching people in the Middle East with the gospel.
Meanwhile, when campus officials use non-discrimination policies to discriminate against religious organizations, there's a problem with the policy. The scope of that problem was the focus of a briefing today in Washington, D.C. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship staff and students submitted statements and testimony to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights about incidents where universities have attempted to restrict religious freedom of the student groups in the name of non-discrimination. Will you pray? You're listening to Mission Network News. Did you know that water-related diseases kill a child every 20 seconds? Global Aid Network's Steve Beach spoke to us from Guatemala about the value of clean H2O.
There's just a real desire to have clean water. It's an expensive commodity here.
Global Aid Network, or GAIN, provides a source of clean water in 30 different nations and teaches people how to keep it clean.
Our real hope is to be able to provide in-home sources of clean water, to be able to interact with families, to be able to spend personal time and build relationships with the families.
It's through these relationships that GAIN workers are able to share the love of Christ.
The principles of water and the difference between pure water and contaminated water are a perfect analogy for the gospel.
Visit our website to see how you can get involved. Pray that the gift of clean water leads people to the living water of Christ. Next, it is World Water Day. 783 million people are lacking access to clean drinking water. That's one in nine of us. Food for the Hungry wants that to change. Their most recent water project dramatically improved the lives in a small village outside of Nairobi, Kenya. The team built a water reservoir tank and then trained people in water handling, treatment, maintenance, and hygiene. The truth of Christ's love serves as the inspiration for their work. Want to find out more? MissionNetworkNews.org. And the stereotype of missions brings up pictures of rural poverty, isolation, and desperate or savage people, and often evokes the idea of far-flung. That's not an entirely inaccurate picture, since that's most likely where you'll find Far Corners missions. President Gary Bishop says that picture defines the work.
When those two things come together, that is profound spiritual darkness and desperate human suffering, Far Corners feels called to be there.
Far Corners Missions works with indigenous Christians with the idea of working themselves out of a job.
Far Corners Missions today provides, first of all, evangelism, but also we feed people, we provide healing through medical services, we provide rescue to those trapped in human trafficking, and we provide teaching to prepare people to live Christian lives, but also to lift them out of poverty.
Over 300 personnel serve in nine countries: India, Thailand, China, Philippines, Mexico, Kenya, Nepal, the U.S., and England. We've got a link to their personal outreach stories at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What if we miss God's word to us? Like Jonah, God has issued a call on your life. Are you listening? Open Doors USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah by Brother Andrew and Al Jansen. Are we running or willing to go wherever he sends us? Be challenged by this radical free book when you call us at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.